And if your other guys are saying it, whether they're going to come?
I think Yona and Elad said they're going to try and come, but we'll see.
What about Daniil?
Daniil's in the restroom.
Oh, so he's coming, yeah?
I believe so.
Is that the show? Okay, let's begin. We're up to the Gemara of Mayaskinen, okay? Let's see the Gemara. The Mayaskinen, what are we talking about? Everyone got it there involved in Aleph? Ilema, Bishain, Medabri, Maliski, Gitti, the Kedusha, Menah, Yodak, my Kamrala. If we're talking about a case where they haven't been talking about a wedding beforehand, then how is she supposed to know that they're going to get married? How are they supposed to know that she's going to get married? So I want you to get down. There's a machlokus in the Rishonim here. If she says that she knows that she's Makabal Kedushin, is that good or not? What happens if she says very clearly she knew what was flying? What do you say? So you got to keep in mind, though, maybe he was thinking Malacha. Maybe he was thinking he wants her to work for him. You follow me? So on the side that she says that she knows what's flying, what's the din?
It's good.
So the Ron says at least it'll create a Suffolk Kedushin, okay? And the Beis Shmuel that I gave you in Simon Chav Zayin Sifkat Yad Aleph claims that the Rosh and the Rambam argue on this. And they claim that she has no Nemonis. So too Rabbein Yeruchim also, and the Marit, that she has no Nemonis to say that she knew it was flying and it was a Kedushin.
Why not?
That's a good question. So that's what we have to see. We have to investigate that right now, Tzvi. Why is it that she has no Nemonis? Okay, and the Ron says that she's talking Nemon. So the truth is that Beis Shmuel writes, I'll tell you why she's not believed. The reason why she's not believed is because the Edom don't know what's flying. The Edom are not sure what's going on. So even if she says she knows, what's the difference? It doesn't help. You know, the Edom have to know proactively, okay? So that's what the Beis Shmuel says, okay? Let's go over what we had, Daniel and Yona. What we said is that we read the first line of the Gemara and said that if they're not talking about marriage beforehand, then how does she know what's flying, right? Minah Yada Mai Kamrala. So we said, what happens if she says she claims they got married? She knows what's flying. Is she believed to say she knows what's flying? So it's very important, machlokes we show her. The Ron says she's believed, and the Beis Shmuel says the Ram and the Rosh says she's not believed. So Svi asked me why she's not believed. You know why she's not believed, says the Beis Shmuel? Because even if she says she knows what's going on with Kedushin, she knows that they're going to get married. The Edom don't know. So if the Edom don't know, there's no Edom. So that's a very good, very good svara. And you know what? I could even strengthen and buttress it and say like this. Reb David Barvarsky, the great Gaon Rosh Yeshiva in Ponovitch, asks, how is she believed ever? Ein davar shirer v'pachos mishnayim. I mean, she's one person. So, you know what Reb Shimon Shkop says? There's a din of called Shavi Nafshe Chaticha Di Surah. If I say this piece of meat in front of me is a piece of ham, I'm believed. So she can say she's married based on Shavi Nafshe Chaticha Di Surah. That's the principle of Shavi Nafshe Chaticha Di Surah. So Reb David Barvarsky asks, but how could she say she's believed? You know what? She's smattering herself. How could she say she's believed to say she didn't understand that it was Kedushin? She's smattering herself. So the answer is because she's a linchpin. According to her words, there's no Kedushin. And therefore, it's like other Isurim, it's like a piece of ham. So Lamaisa, let's go over this again. We start off, Elad, by saying that the Gemara said the Mayaskinen. And the Gemara said, if Elaim were talking about, weren't talking about a marriage, so then, Mino Yoda, how does she know? So I said, what do you mean, how does she know? Whatever she says she knew. She says she knew that they were getting married. So the question is a woman believed to say she knew she was getting married? Yes or no? So the Ron is of the opinion that she is believed to say she knew what was flying and they got married. The Ron says Beferish. However, the Rambam and the Rosh says the Beis Shmuel here in Simin Chav Zayin Sif Kanaf say you're not believed. So what emerges is a Machlok Shishonim, can the Kala say she knew that they were getting married and she understood the facts and is she believed or not? So the Ron says she is. The Ram and the Rosh says she's not. So Svi asked me, why is she not believed? So one svar is that the Edom don't know what's flying. If the Edom don't know what's flying, even if she knew what was flying, there's no Edom. So it's not a good Kedushin. Plus the fact, ain davar shimer v'apochus mishnayim. So how can you believe her? So Reb Shimon Shkop says there's a principle called shavi nafshach hadichad yisura. I can say this piece of meat is aser. This piece of ham is aser. So shavi nafshach hadichad yisura, she's believed. But the problem is, let's say, on the other way, she says she didn't get married. She didn't know it was flying. How do you believe her to matter her? The answer is that halacha lemaisa, she's the one who's getting married. And if she claims she didn't know that it was a marriage, so that's fine. That's like any other yisurim in the Torah, that eidachin is neman b'yisurim. Halacha lemaisa. So that's how you could summarize this discussion as to whether she knows and she doesn't know. And the truth of the matter is that a sukkah bosin is much more common than saying that she understood the facts of what was going on and what was flying. Yes, Sweet.
The first answer with the Adam, they don't know.
Yes.
The very easy answer is tell the Adam. It's very simple.
Yeah, but we're talking about after the math, after the story. You know, they have left already, the Kusin and Kal and the Adam are hanging around, and we say, guys, did you know? They say, we didn't know. Okay, so has everyone got that first Mahalach? Yoni, you had a Kasha before?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm getting a sense of it when he talks about you can get married, like, you believe a woman. You believe a woman for certain things.
Yeah, the Gemara says in Sota on Bezim and Bez that after Kinuin Stira, a married woman was warned by her husband not to have Yichud with Mr. X. Two Adam heard the warning, and then two Adam saw them secluded with Mr. X. So the din is, she's a Suffolk Sota, you got to bring her up to Shalim, she drinks. If she's guilty, she explodes. If she's innocent, she gets a bracha. But what happens if there's an eight echad on the bia? So the Gemara says eight echad is a zero in Kol Torah. Not here, because it's raglaim the dover. That's where an eight echad is acceptable. But that eight echad has to be a kosher eight. A woman would not be acceptable. Okay? Now, if she confesses that she was mezana, we don't make her drink. Okay? If she confesses she was mezana, we don't make her drink. And we will tell the husband's got to divorce her. Okay? It's a good point. Okay, so I want you to get that. So when you read this Gemara about Mana Yada, that opens up this possibility about what her saying, but she knew. What do you mean, Minana? If they weren't talking about it, she says she knows. So do we believe her? Major Machlokas in Rishona. Yes, Pinchas, what do you say?
So after Shemesh Kav says that it can be considered a case of Shavi and Afshe,
yes.
What does it say after that?
So even if you assume it's Shavi and Afshe, the problem is that if she says, on the other hand, that it wasn't a marriage, do we let her walk without a get? So we do, because the bottom line is that if she says there's no kedushin, you see, when I talk about ein davar shemer v'apochus mishnayim, what does that assume? That assumes you know they're married. We don't know they're married. And the only way we know they're married is we listen to her, and she says they're not married. You understand what I'm saying? So it doesn't get to that madrega of davar shemer v'apochus mishnayim. It's the step before which we could call whether this is a piece of ham or not, which is called tzuru. So therefore, you skirt the whole problem in davar shemer v'apochus mishnayim. You follow what I'm saying? That's the chiddush you want to say.
Why are we saying it's not considered a davar shemer v'apochus?
Because you don't know they're married yet.
In the first place.
Yeah, so therefore, you only could assume a davar shemer v'apochus. You assume a premise that they're already married. But we don't know they're married. So why call it a davar shemer v'apochus?
But in the case where we're saying that she could just walk out and say that she's divorced, that would be a chazaka that she was married.
Right, but we're talking, he brings up what happens. She says there's no kedushin. Do we believe her either way? Let's say she says there never was a marriage. So do we believe her? We believe her. That won't be a problem. What we brought up as a machlokes, she says she knew they were getting married. She understands the facts. Do we believe her? The Ron says yes. It's an uncommon occurrence. The Ram and the Ron says she's not believed.
So
and,
is Reb Shimon Shkab trying to say like the Ron?
Reb Shimon Shkab is saying yes. If you say like the Ron, they're trying to be mazel. Why does she have any legitimacy? Exactly. Why does she have any legitimacy at all? And that's the answer. She has legitimacy because it's based on what? Based on Shavi Nafshe, and there's good reason to say why she shouldn't be believed, because the Adam aren't good. Now, you remember we mentioned, I think last week, the Stiper said that as long as there's Adam, the Adam don't have to necessarily know what's flying. Remember we mentioned that from the Stiper?
Yeah.
Right, as long as there's Adam on Suffolk Kedushin, they're good enough Adam. They don't have to know, as long as there's a possibility. Yeah, Yosef.
So how does the Shavi Nafshe fit with Peshas or Peshas Hitter?
Like, well, Shavi Nafshe is either two possibilities. It's either a Neder, works midin Neder, or works midin Nemonis. Peshas could be like more of a Migu. She says she's a Nida. Second later, she says she's joking. She says she's married. Second later, she says she's a divorcee. See, we knew nothing until she opened her mouth. So she asks her, she matters her. Peshas Hitter is Ksubis Chav Bezim and Aleph. Shavi Nafshe is Ksubis Daf Tesim and Aleph. Different category. It's a good question. Okay, good. So that's the first thing I wanted to mention. Okay? That's number one. Okay, number two, I gave you the Mordechai. The Mordechai in Siman Tov Ayin Zayin writes that when we say that we're talking about Medaber Ima, Begitin Kedushin, are you talking directly to her? Certainly, Adam, that's the certain Pashup Shot in the Gemara, no? Let's say you're talking to other guys in front of her about marriage. Would that also be good? Would that register also? It's Medaber Ima, Iske Gittin Kedushin. What do you guys say? Yeah, well, what is the definition precise of Medaber Ima, Iske Kedushin? Does it have to be directly to her? That's certainly good. You know, you talk about marriage, you talk about all these other things, Lamaisa. So the truth is, could you be talking to other people about it? What do you think about that? In front of her, though. In front of her.
Yeah, that should be fine.
You don't know if she understands it.
Well, you talk about marriage. You know, you talk about how much you love her, you know, and how much, you know, you're interested in marriage. What'd you say?
She's spacing out.
Okay, well, let's assume, okay, it's a good point, Yona, but let's assume that, let's assume she's on the same page. Is it good? Does he have to directly talk to her? So the Mordechai says no. He does not have to directly talk to her. It's still good. As long as he's talking about marriage to other people in front of her, and the Ramah quotes this, I gave this to you, Simon Reish, Simon Chav Zayin Sif Aleph. Imam says it beferish, that it's good, and that's what we paskin. So Yona, we assume she's on the right page. I mean, this is the biggest decision of her life. And okay, but Lamaisa, we're always machmer, right? We assume it's good because she would require a get, you know? It's a big decision in her life.
Say something. Don't say it's good.
Okay.
Like
Iran. Lamais, it's the least of suffix. At least it's a. He writes it's good.
I'm saying, like, if people are talking, there's a good chance. All right.
Okay, I hear what you're saying, but we assume not. We're not chayshish then. We assume that she's on the page, and therefore it's good. Though I want you to get that. The Ramah writes it's good, and we assume it's a good kedushin. But I want to bring a riot to it. What'd you say,
what if she's in the same house?
And like, it's got to be befun the hell.
You're talking loudly, so yeah. Maybe she heard
as long
it.
As everyone knows she can, well, she's hearing.
What if you're a public speaker?
Befun the hell.
You're a public speaker, she's in the crowd. You're giving a speech to, you know, 100 people and she's in the crowd.
Yeah.
You're
talking about marriage, but it's a sheer. I'm talking about socially, you're talking about marriage.
Hey,
you're social. I don't think that would be good. You're talking about socially. You're talking with a group of guys. You know, this is the girl you've been going out with for a long time. And you medabri maskei get to the kedusha. So lemais, I want you listen to this raya from the Vilna Gaon. The Bir Agra in Simin Chav Zayin Sifkat Yigimel says a beautiful raya. I thought. Listen to this raya. Then you look in the Gemara here. You know what is raya that the Mordechai's right is? What does the Gemara say? B'maya skinin, right? What does b'maya skinin mean?
What are we talking about?
So Elaim, we're talking about ainim medabri maskei get to the kedusha mino yada. How does she know? What do you mean mino yada? Maybe I'll give you a scenario or what? What's the scenario? He's talking to other people in front of her. Maybe that's how she knows. No? Why did the Gemara say that? You follow what I'm saying, Daniel? No, there's a Gemara said, if we say we're talking about what is not medabalist, kikin, kedushin, minol yod, namai kamala. How do you know? How does she know what's going on? What do you mean, how do you know she knows what's going on? Why don't you say that what he's talking to other people in front of her? Give that answer.
Is that not considered Medaber Ima?
So the Vilna Gaon, the great Gaon, you know what he says? It must be that scenario, Lamaisa, is considered to be not under the category of what? Einim Medaber Iske Gittiv Kedushin. It's considered under the category of what? Medaber Iske Gittiv Kedushin. Good to see you, Daniel. You guys remember Daniel from a few weeks ago? When were you here last? After the Sukkot, no? It's great to see you. This is what he does on Sundays, working hard for his dad. Here you are. In the Diamond District. But he comes Sunday, learning to you. Proud of you. I also received your text of Thanksgiving to me on Thanksgiving. Very moving, very appreciative. Did you get my text back?
Yes.
I thanked you, yeah. Wrote me a very nice text, Daniel. Thank you. Karasatov. We talked about Karasatov. He was thanking me for being his Rebbe. On Thanksgiving, the spirit of the day. Okay, good. You're Makadosh to the mundane. Okay. So you understand this riot, Daniel, like you said. It says what? It says, Einam Adabra the Skeet of Kedushin. How does she know about it? What do you mean, how does she know about it? He's talking to other people in front of her. But that would be under what title? Einam Adabra. The fact that the Gemara didn't say that must be it's under which title? Medaber. No, no. Saying medaber. The Gemara could have said, ain't a medaber's kegudushin. The Gemara says, how does she know? What do you mean, how does she know? She's not being talked to directly. She's being talked to other, he's talking to other guys, but she overheard. You know why the Gemara didn't say that? Says the Vilna Gaon, the Gemara didn't say that because it's under which title? Not ain't a medaber. It's under the title of medaber on this kegudushin.
The Gemara didn't say because the Gemara holds it's not
dead. That's what he's saying. That's exactly what he's saying, the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon is asking, why didn't the Gemara say, when the Gemara says Mino Yoda, when the Gemara says Mino Yoda, how do I know? How do I know Mino Yoda? What do you mean, how does he know? She's not talking about the marriage. How does he know? Give the following case, where he was talking to other guys in front of her. And that would still be Ana Medabra, this king. But she overheard. Must be the fact that Gemara didn't say that. It's under what category? Medabra, this king, get to the Kedushin. That's the Raya of Mordechai. You're saying exactly what the Vilna Gaon saying. It's a very sharp raya. Ellen, you got me? Yoni, you got it? In other words, again, what's the title? The title's Ain't a Medaber. Ain't a Medaber. How does she know? What do you mean, how does she know? Give me the case where he's telling other guys in front of her. That would have been the way how she knows. The fact that Gemara didn't say that doesn't fit that title. It fits which title? Medaber, you must give the Gidagush. Okay? You got it, Daniel? That's the Vilna Gaon's raya that the Mordechai's right. Very sharp raya. Okay, great. That's the second mahalach I wanted you to get. Okay, good. Let's go now. So the Gemara says, Ella, Mino Yoda, my Kamar law. How do you know what? How do you know what she said? Mino Yoda, my Kamar law. Okay. Now, the third mahalach is as follows. Did you get a chance to see the Mishnah in Gittin on Daf Ayin Chesem and Aleph? What does the Mishnah say in Gittin Ayin Chesem and Aleph? It says like this. It says, Kinsi Starchov. You ever heard of Kinsi Starchov? The guy says to the woman, you know, take this Starchov. Some guy owes me a lot of money. You know, he says to the woman who he's married to, take this Star. The problem is that the Gemara says in Gittin, if he says to her, by the way, I want you to know something. This is really not a Starchov, it's a get. He hands her a get. He says, Kinsi Starchov. And then he says, how is a get? Is that good or not?
No, she has no das.
Exactly. It's not a good get until he says what to her? Hagitech. That this is your get directly. Correct.
Come on, he doesn't say, but he ended up saying it's a get, no?
Yes, but he said it after saying Kinsi Starchov. When you say Kinsi Starchov and then you say Hari Zeh Get, Lamais, the Mishnah says that's bad. Okay?
Well, why would he give him what he says, Hari Zeh
Get? Yeah, right before he hands her the get, he says Kinsi Starchov and then he says Hari Zeh Get. He slips it in there. No, it doesn't save it. The Mishnah says it's bad.
So when would you have to give it again?
Yeah, you'd have to give her again, straight it, and say a whole perfect statement. But what do you see from that Mishnah? What do you see from that Mishnah? What do you see from that Mishnah? The Mishnah says if you don't say Kinsi Starchov, what's the din? Let's say you give her a get stam without saying anything. See, it's good. The only thing that messed it up is because he said Kinsi Starchov. If he writes, let me write it on the board. If he says Kinsi Starchov, if he says Kinsi Starchov, it's a bad get. What do you mean it's a bad? Okay. Kinsi, the guy says Kinsi, you know, bring it in. That's what Kinsi means. Kinsi Starchov. And then he says, Bahari is a get. I guess he tries to slip in. He doesn't want to, you know, whatever. Doesn't want to scare her stuff. She'll run away from him if you know she's getting divorced. So what's it then? Ain't no get. What is that blatant implication of that? If you don't say Kinsi Starchov, what's it then? You give a regular get stam, you don't say a bad lashon, Kinsi Starchov, it should be good. And all the Rishonim go nuts and say, it's against our Gemara. Our Gemara says you need an Amir Beget. It says, al iske gittin v'kiddushin. No?
I thought it was only saying, you could imply that it was only bad because he said, Hariz Starchov, but he also said...
I know, but Kinsi Starchov is what messes it up.
Yeah.
But Lamais, if you give a get without saying anything, maybe it should be good.
Why is that the implication?
Yeah, why is that the implication?
Because it's not a get until he says Hagitech.
Yeah, so
the reason why you have to say Hagitech because you messed up your formula by saying Kinsi Starchov. So the whole thing is up, Gefreg. So just give the get stam and then it's fine. You understand that implication? You said something bad by saying Kinsi Starchov. So if you said something bad by Kinsi Starchov and then you try to say where is it get, that's bad. But just give it a get, not say anything. It seems like it's okay. You hear the kasha? That's the kasha. You said something bad and I tried to save it. But if I don't say anything bad, maybe I don't have to say anything. Right? So everyone goes crazy. All the Rishonim say it's against our Gemara.
Why can't the implication be that it would only be bad with that specific lashon? But if it was with a good lashon, it would be good.
Because it seems that Lamaisa, I don't have to say, it's possible to say like you, but it also is possible to say that there's no requirement to say anything. Halacha Lamaisa. The only reason why the Mishnah says I have to say anything because you said a bad Lashon. So you have to re-give it and say a good Lashon because you gave it bad.
What exactly the Mishnah
says? Mishnah says if you say Kinshi Starchov, Varihu Gita, Eino Get Achiyom
L'Hagitech. Okay, he never said Varihu.
Right, he has to. It's not a get until he actually says Hagitech. So when I write on the board here, this is the save. Kinshi Starchov Lamaisa, Bahari is a get, right? And he says Harihu Gita, and he says this is the get, right? And then he's lying to her. It's not a get until what? Until he gives it to her. Achi what? Achi Omar, Hari is a get. Okay, so all the Rishonim say this implies very clearly that if you don't say anything, it's a good get. What do you mean don't say anything is a good get? Our Gemara says beferish. So I want you to get just a few terusim on this. Please get it. The Meiri here in Gittin quotes Achrone Harabonim and Gedole Akadmonim in Narvona. Narvona was a city in France. And they basically said, Halach Lamaisa, that you don't have to say any Amir at all on a get. Beferish. I'm going to call, let's call them Chachme Narvona. The Chachme Narvona say, Chachmei Narvona said, Lo tzarich amir beget. Oh, you'll ask me from our Gemara. What do you mean from our Gemara? It says, Iske git to the Kedushin. Iske git is lav dafka. The whole thing is lav dafka. The Iker is Kedushin.
Is it because it's Bal Korchov or it's Iker is
Could be. That might be a svar. That might be a svar. But the whole Gemara, which says, Iske git to the Kedushin, Gittin is lav dafka. The only reason why it brings it in is Agav Iske Kedushin. That's one answer. Okay? That's one answer. But I have to tell you, most of the Rishonim argue on this, and let's get the famous sheet of the Tur. The Tur says, and the Rashba, Halacha Lamaisa, that Amira on Gittin is Diraisa. If you give a get without a Amira, it's Pasul Min HaTorah, plain and simple. Beferish. And the Rambam says that Amira Beget is a Din D'Rabbanan Perek Alf Halacha Yed Alf. So those two greats Rishonim argue very strongly, and they say, you know what? They say that, of course, you need an Amir.
What does Rambam say?
Rambam says you need an Amir in the Rabbanan.
Does he say get?
No, the Rambam says you need an Amir in the Rabbanan. Rambam says you need an Amir in the Rabbanan. And the Ashita of the Tur and the Rashba say it's Amir D'Araisa. Okay? So what do you do with that Kasha then? What do you do with that Kasha?
That's the only.
What do you do with the kasha that Mishnah implies you don't need any Amira? So they say the following, and I think it's a very nice answer, and that is that the answer for the Rambam, the Ran, the Rashba, and the Ritva, they'll say like this, if you require Amira, Daniel, Kinshi Shtarchov implied the only thing you need Amira is because you messed it up. But if you didn't mess it up, you shouldn't need an Amira. But they say you need an Amira. So you know what they answer? They say you're there in that Gemara, you were talking Kodim to Iske Gita. And therefore, the psul is only because of Kinshi Shtarchov. I mean, he had been talking about the fact that they're not getting along, and they're thinking about getting divorced. And they had been talking about that. So if they had been talking about that beforehand, and then he gives her a get, and he says, Kinshi Shtarchov, in that case, it's what? In that case, you have to. It's bad, and you re-what? And you have to re-give it. But in a chanami, halacha lamaisa, that if what? If you are talking about a situation of talking about Gittin, there's a din of Amira, and that's fulfilled with talking about it beforehand and not. Okay? So in other words, whether the old Amira is the Raisa or the Rabbanan, you could fulfill it with talking about a divorce beforehand, and that would suffice. I'll be din. Okay? So, Lamaisa, you need a formal Amira? You have the formal Amira. If you messed it up by Kinshi Shtarchov, okay, you have to do it better. But if you didn't say Kinshi Shtarchov, it's fine. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? So I want you to get that regarding that din. Yes, Daniel, go ahead.
That sounds like the case in our Gemara where we're saying we're without our Imi Iski Yusha, and this is one of those controversial Amiras, right?
Right.
So therefore, what would we say? Would we
It's that, don't we have a take in the Gemara?
Yeah, we're going to get to it right now. It's a take. Yeah, it's going to be a take.
Can we answer it?
No, but these Lashonas we're talking about are good. You're talking about using one of the Lashonas that were good. Our Gemara's talking about one of the Lashonas you're Misupakos on.
Right, so if you have one of the bad Lashonas, all you have to do is like just like here, you just have to touch it up with like saying.
Well, if you say Kiddush Tarchov, then you're gonna have to re-give it and give a good one. But if you didn't say Kiddush Tarchov, then it's fine. So, correct. You just give it, and it fulfills the dibor. Whether you hold the rice with the rabbanon, it fulfills it. You talk about a divorce, you slip through the gate. That's good, as long as you don't say Kiddush Tarchov. Okay. Yeah. What do you say, Pinchas?
Can we ask a difficult one?
So yeah. Go ahead.
The Mishnah said that it's only gonna be good once he says Harizik the tape, right? Wouldn't it suffice for him to just take it and hand it back there?
Yeah, but Lamaisa, if he takes it and hands it back, he's got to say the right lashon before he gives it.
We're talking about asukim botoinim. If you say there,
asukim botoinim, but he gave it. But if he said a bad lashon of kitzi starchov, that messes it up. Absolutely, that cancels the asukim botoinim. Correct, because he's talking about starchov. Okay, good.
Yeah. Sorry, but so if they're talking about, does he need to say, assuming there's no star hope, no one says anything about star hope, does he need to say, this is your get? Or as long as they're talking about the topic of getting divorced, and then he gives it, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
That would be fine. Correct. Absolutely. Okay, good. Fine. So that's the chiddush I wanted to say there. Let's get to now the machlokas itself. Okay. It says like this. Back to the Gemara. The El Medaber Imal Iske get to the Kedushin. It's not talking about any Medaber. It's talking about Medaber. Avagav Dolomer Nami. Disnan, where's this Mishnah? In Meister Shani. Haya Medaber Mishal Iske get to the Kedushin. Nasan La get to the Kedushin. Velo Pirish. You don't have to say anything. Rabbi Yosem or Dayo, it's enough. Rav Yudom or Tzarech Lefarish. Vam Rav Yudom or Shmuel Halachik Rabbi Yosi. Oh, so the Gemara says we must be talking about a situation of you are talking about get to the Kedushin, and therefore you don't have to what? You don't have to say anything at all. Okay, good. Now let me ask you a question. This machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, how would you say this machlokus in Lomdas? Well, how would you say it? Do you have to say a full statement or is it enough to just be talking about it or not? I want to give four different possibilities. How would you be mazed with this machlokus in Lomdas? What would you say? How would you say this machlokus?
It's enough just to say stop, but whenever you just have to actually go out and say it.
So well, I think I hear you, Svi. I would just say simply, I want you to get these four ways. Do you need an emir or not? Rabbi Yehuda says you do. Rabbi Yehuda says you need an emir. And maybe you could say Rabbi Yossi says, this is number one, guys. I want you to get the different possibilities. Rabbi Yossi says, Lotzar Hamir. Just say that plain and simple. And your dialogue beforehand is enough. Why can't you say that? That's one way of saying it. Do you need an emir of a kedushin or not? I think that's a very simple way of saying it. As lamdon, I want you to try to grow a business. As lamdon, you could say like this, very simply. Or you could say number two. How would you say number two the way you say it over? Is everyone requires an emira? The question is this an emira? You understand the way to say it? That's a second way to say it. Number two is, kuli alma, tsarich what? Tsarich emira. Everyone says you require a mirror. The question is that called an amira? Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not called a mirror. Lo, nikra, amira. And you know what Rabbi Yossi says? It is an amira. Dayo, it's enough.
All the way around, no? Oh, yeah, sorry.
Sorry, yes, thank you, Steve. Thank you. You're absolutely right.
Rabbi Yossi told you don't need an amira. Why would you?
No, I did it right. I was right.
Well, I was wrong.
It's okay. Only one who's perfect is Hashem, right?
Okay. Says, is not.
Yeah, in other words, the first way of saying it, Daniel, is do you need an emir at all or not? So Rabbi Yehuda says you do. Dialogue before is not enough. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't need an emir at all, and therefore dayo. The second way of saying it is kuli alma, everyone holds what? You need an emir. The question is the dialogue called an emir? Okay.
According to one, why would you mention Iske Gita and Kedushin at all in the beginning? Just say a regular case. He gave her a get without saying anything. Rabbi Yehuda says no, Rabbi Yehuda says yes.
But you have to be taught, you have to, when I say you don't need an emira, there has to be some awareness, recognition of what's going on. You know?
Even in court. Can't just stop. Even in court.
Yeah. That for sure. Otherwise, you know what's going on, right?
All
That's what you have to say. There's got to be some context on
it.
There's got to be some landscape, some context of what's going on. Yeah, no doubt. Okay. I think two other ways of saying, and this is what I want you to get, is L'kuli alma, you don't need a mirror, but umdu demuchach is enough. The question is sukun bosuinin a fulfillment umdu demuchach? Is it slam dunk that his kavan is the Makadosh? Maybe he's just Shtam, he's a big talker, you know? You guys will ultimately have to make that decision, you know? Sometimes the girl's ready and you're not. Sometimes you're ready and the girl's not, right? So ultimately you got to make the decision, okay? And sometimes it gets complicated. So Bezer should be Afsiyata Dishmaya, if I can be of help, whatever the case is, okay? But Lamaisa, this is a very interesting way of saying it. So I want you to get that down. Number three possibility is you don't need an Amira. Lo Tzarich Amira, number three. But it's Sagi. Sagi means what? Enough? Yeah. Umdana Demuchach. Okay? Umdana Demuchach. Okay? So Rabbi Yehuda holds what?
What does that mean?
You don't need a formal Amira. It's enough to have a clear estimation that they're getting married. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not called that. Lo Nikra. It's not, a dialogue is not enough. Maybe he's a big talker. Rabbi Yossi means nikru. It is called an umdu demuchach. Okay? That's the machlekes. Very interesting.
So both hold you don't need an amira.
Both say you don't need a formal amira, correct. It's enough to have an estimation. Umdu demuchach. You know, umdu means evaluation. Here's Yudaniel, you just want to say it's semantical? It's not semantical, because these are categories of halacha. And also, it's a good exercise in lomdus when you see a machlaikis, how to be masbri, okay? So everyone agrees, you don't need an amira, it's enough for the umdu nemucha. The question is that called an umdu nemucha?
Isn't that really just the exact same thing as talking about like speaking in Yerusha?
What'd you say?
Isn't that really the exact same thing about being davering knowledge?
Yeah, that's what it is. Question is that called the Numdu Demuchach? That's what I'm saying. Maybe the guy's a big, you know, he's a tough guy. Not a tough guy, he's really a faker. You know what I mean? He's really a faker. It's the opposite of being a tough guy. Okay? I have a friend of mine, I don't mean to scare you, I'm just trying to make it more practical. I have a friend of mine who's in his 50s, never got married. And he always tells me the first girl he went out with, he should have married. So but on the other hand, the guy who marries the first girl he went out with is, you know what's the expression, another fish in the sea, right? But never, every person's different, right? Sometimes the first girl you go out to get married, sometimes it's going to be the 50th girl, right? So I always try to encourage him, it's never too late, It's never too late. You can't go back. You can't be a dweller, I tell him, You got to go forward. You can't go back. Okay, what's number four? What's number four? A fourth way of saying it, and I want you to get this, and this is a little practical machlokes. It's a machlokas where the woman understands it or she doesn't understand it. It's a machlokas where the woman really understands it or she doesn't understand that it's kavanas to Makadasha. You understand that? Basically, Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't believe she understood she was getting married with this. It's kind of a practical machlokas.
Machlokas and Metzias, we have that?
It's a little bit, it's a machlokas and Metzias. Yeah, that's what it is. It's a machlokas and Metzias. It's not a machlokas and what's the answer that I always give to you when you ask that? You never give a machlokes and mitzias in Shas. Yerushalmi says. Like the Gemara's a machlokes with a shore are tame or not. So Rabban Soloveitchik, our Rebbe, said, what do you mean? Go ask a zoologist whether the oxen are tame. What's the Gemara percent of machlokes? You know, you go ask a zoologist, you know what it'll tell you? It'll tell you 50% of the oxen in the world are tame. Is that enough to deem them all tame? Or do you need 51%? You have to lump the size of the machlokes. So the question is this enough of a gauge to ascertain that she knows she's getting married or not? You'll have to ask, I don't know, marriage therapists. I don't know who you're going to ask. You know what I'm saying? But what we want to say is it called Kavana? Does she have Kavana? Does she understand? Oh, Havana. Havana Likidushin. That's what she wants to know because she's not clear with this guy. This guy's been, going out with her for 5 years. She's ready to get married. Kavana or Havana Likidushin? Reb Yehuda says, no, it's not. It's got to be much more formal.
Are they not holding
low. What'd you say? I can't hear you.
Holding that you don't need a mirror now?
Yeah, I don't know if you have to. It could be they hold of a mirror. Even if you hold as a mirror, but is she on the right, Is she think the guy's continuing faking her out? Or is he really serious this time? So, Kavana Shalal. Kavana is Shalal Havana, or is it Kavana? Is this Kavana Shalal or Havana L'Kedushin? That's what we want to say. Does she understand or not understand the Kavana L'Kedushin? Right? Does she understand, I say Kavana or Havana Shalal, right? Is it Kavana of Hiv, of the Chassan? Kavana Shalal, which we wrote right, and the Gam, does she Havina L'Kedushin? Does she understand this L'Kedushin? Rabbi just says, no, she doesn't. Rabbi Yossi says, yes, she does. Cain, she does. Cain, she's a
Kavana.
In other words, it's his Kavana. She has to understand that he's intending to marry. She has to understand he's intending to marry. And Rabbi Yossi says, it does not fulfill that. And Rabbi Yossi says, it does. Cain, Mekayim. It's Mekayim, that requirement. Okay? So I think that's four ways of saying it. If someone asks you to be a lamdan and say, what's this machlok in Mashashani? It's a mission of Mashashani. It's a good bekiyas. A lot of times, you know, you have to know Mishnayas. I remember Bar Yafin wanting to know where that Mishnah was. If you find a baby in the street, is the baby Jewish or not Jewish? So I happen to know it's a Mishnah Machshirin. Gemara quotes in Ksubas Daf Ted Vav Amud Aleph. So he was so impressed. I said, Rabbi, I saw it 2 days ago. You know, I probably shouldn't have told him. So he would have thought, you know. But that's the Mishnah. So there are four ways. What are the four ways? Rabbi says you need a mirror. Rabbi Yossi says you don't need a mirror. Number one. Number two, everyone knows you need a mirror. Is that called a mirror? Rabbi says no. Rabbi Yossi says yes. Number three, you don't need a mirror, but it's enough to unlucha. The question is, that called a unlucha? Rabbi says no. Rabbi Yossi says yes. And number four, the kavana is his kavana, and does she understand that it's l'shem kedushin? The guy's been going on with all these years. Forget about it. It's not enough for me. Rabbi Yossi says I don't. It's not enough. Rabbi Yossi says it is enough. Finally, he's real about it. Okay. And the answer to Neil's question is that enough of a seriousness to consider, mirroring her? Yes, what do you say, Daniel?
Two questions. First of all, what exactly is an umdana?
Umdana means evaluation. That's literally what it means. Okay. Not estimation, evaluation. Mm-hmm. Umdana de muchach. It's a clear evaluation. Okay?
And I'm having trouble. The difference between 3 and 4 is...
Three is taking a stand, you know, in a mirror. Four is not even getting into that. Could be four does require an mirror. The question is, the mirror is not magical unless she knows what's going on with the mirror.
Meaning, theoretically, he could say, this is your get, and she still won't understand that he's giving her a get?
Yeah, yeah. Because it was off a conversation that he's been going out with her 5 years. He's never,
she might
he's never
he's
willing
just,
to make
just
the...
joking with
exactly, the same thing. He's just stalling again. Okay? All right, good. Excellent. Very, very good. Okay, let's continue now in the Gemara. Okay? Let's see inside in the Gemara. So the Gemara is perplexed, right? What are we talking about? If it's not Medabri Maskid Gedushin, how would she know? If it's Medabri Maskid Gedushin, even if she doesn't say anything, it's still good. So the Gemara finally answers. Let's see it. Amrei Liolam v'Medabri Mal Iske Gittin V'Kedushin V'Diyayiv Lo V'Shasik Hachanami. Read it together. What's the end of the day, Daniel? He is talking to her about getting in Kedushin. And if he gave it to her and he's quiet, it would be good. However, what's Hei Be'ayin? Hachavayaskinin, the Yav Lov Amalav Bahani Lishni. However, he gave it to her and he said it with these questionable Lashonos. Vahachi Kamabayale Hani Lishni Kedushin. Kamala Odumala Malacha Kamala Teku. Elad, you got me? So the Maskana Sagamara is what? What's the Maskana Sagamara? The Maskana Sagamara is that he gave her these Lashonos. We said in these questionable Lashonos, we had a Bachloj Yishonim, is talking about the questionable Lashonos, even the good ones. Does he mean he wants a mirror or he wants to do my vloch? You be my rib. What does it mean, you be my rib? I want you to work for me. Right? You could interpret every one of these Lashonos as working for me, not as betrothal's marriage. So the Gemara says teku. Okay? The Gemara leaves it as teku. So first of all, let's get this. Elliot, you got me? Lamai, so let's get this down. You get it down. Take off your coat. It'll get you. It'll rev you up. Okay? The bowling got tired you out, huh? Yeah, tired me out. I did good on the first game and not the second. But I did recover in the third game, Adam. I did recover. Okay? Like I told you guys, I do that every month if everyone doesn't miss attendance, shear or say it. I do it once a month. Okay, here we go. Listen to this. What does the word teku mean in Shas?
Tish B'Av.
So the Shita B'Gubetz has had the following Masorah Ksubas. It means like this. Tish B'. It means Eliyahu Hanavi, Yitareis, will answer at Kushiot Va'abayot. What does Va'abayot mean?
Problems.
Bayos are the Shilas Halacha L'Maisa. What are Kushiot? Kashas and Lomdus. Ibayas are Halacha L'maisa. So you know what the Shittim Gebet says Iksubis? That's what Tishbi means. Eliyahu HaNavi will come to answer the Kashas and Lomdus, and the Shilas Halacha L'maisa. The Briska Rav thought that that was wrong. Let's get it. The Briska Rav says it just means the question is the question remains. Why does he say that? I want you to get this. Shayla Nishar. Do you know why he says it? Because Eliyahu HaNavi will come and answer the shadows. The buck stops with him in the halacha. But who says the buck stops with him in what? In Lomdus. How do you know that his... How do you know that Eliyahu HaNavi's terutzim would be better than Ramosha's or the Ruff's? Maybe their terutzim and Lomdus are better. In halacha, the buck stops with him. Kasha means in Lomdus. You follow me, Ava? But in what? But in Ibayas or Shailas Halacha L'maisa. He says that's not a good acronym. That's not right. It just means float up. Teiku means float. The question floats up. Adam, you got me? Please get this down. Machla Yishidim Yikubetz is Briska Rav. Now, we have a cloud in the Gemara and Shabbos that says what? Ain Navi?
I'm going to answer all the questions.
But Ain Navi, no, Navi's not allowed to Mechadash Adin. Ain Navi Rishon Mechadash Davar Me'ata. If a Navi can't Mechadash Adin, how can you ever listen to who? Eliyahu Navi. What's the answer? Says the Muki Yosef, we listen to Eliyahu Navi as a Tamil Chacham, not as a Navi. He is the supreme posek in Halacha. When he passes, not a passing as a Navi. Okay? So this Shiloh remains a Teiku. This is what the Muki Yosef writes above Mitzia. Okay? That he says that when he comes and he's passing not as a Navi, but as a Tamil Chacham. So what emerges here? So what do we got? So we have a case where he gave it to her, his dialogue was Kedushin, and he said these Lashonos, and we don't know what it means. Because it might mean it's Kedushin, it might mean Lamalacha. So what's the Psak? Suffolk Kedushin, you need a get. We would not let her to be released, Halacha L'maisa, unless you have a get. That's what the Stipler says. Where is her Adim? Adim on a Suffolk Kedushin is considered to be Adim. Okay? Very good. Excellent. So that's all Halacha L'maisa. That's what we have though by the Teiku. But what we have to understand is what was the suffix?
What was the Ein Navi
Rashi?
What was it?
Ein Navi Rashai L'chadesh Dover Be'ata. A Navi cannot Mechadesh Dinim. Okay. Now, what was the suffix in the Gemara? What do you say the suffix was in the Gemara? What did it revolve around? What did it revolve around? So I want you to get the two possibilities. We could say the following possibilities. Okay? One is that what did the guy mean? Okay? It's basically a suffix of Mitzias. Did the guy mean work or did the guy mean betrothal? Number one, Kavana Samakadesh. What was the Kavana of the Chassid? Did he mean Kedushin or did he mean what? Work for me. That's the Shiloh. It's a suffix of Mitzias. All right, Daniel, how do you answer that? Ask the marriage therapist, right? Is he serious or not? What degree has to be serious? That's one way of saying it. What's the other way of saying it? The other way of saying it is it's an objective suffix. What's the objective suffix? Is this lashon a lashon of malacha or is this lashon a lashon of kedushin? The other way of saying it's a suffix in lashon. You follow me? You follow the difference between one is more subjective, one is objective. Is it kavanas and makadis or is it a suffix lashon? Halacha L'maisa.
I mean, according to the second one, even if he personally meant marriage, since the lashon itself.
Yeah, I don't care. That's dvarim shebelev in advarim. It's in his mind. Correct.
It doesn't matter.
I don't care about what's in your mind. Exactly. I don't care about what's in his mind. If he had in mind kedushin, but the lashon of malacha, it's bad. If he had in his mind the what malacha and his lashon kedushin, it's good. You follow me? We don't care.
Really?
Even yeah, it's you look at the objective lashon.
Even if he didn't have in mind if the lashon is good, it's okay.
We don't care about Dvarim Shebelev. Dvarim Shebelev in a Dvarim, remember? All depends what the guy said. Halacha L'maisa. Okay? So even if he was Kavanos L'malacha, it's Dvarim Shebelev. You said Kedushin. Okay. So if you look, it's an amazing thing. If you look in the Tosis Riyazakin, I want you to get this. He actually says, She'im Omrim Shelekach Niskavlu Mahani. The Edom was not clear what was going on. But what happens if he told the Edom from the outset that I am marrying this woman? and she understands that it's Kedushin. What do you say? Is that good or not? Why not? Exactly. Tosri Azakin says it's good. They're all on the same page. And who argues on this? The Rashba argues. The Rashba says Beferish. He says that it's mitzad what? The Rashba brings the Birkas Avram, quotes from the Rashba. The Hanach Lishn Misaflon, even though they both said we were intended on Kedushin, the Adam said we knew it was Kedushin, it's a Suffolk, because it's a Suffolk Lushin. So I'm going to pin it down. The Rashba is the one that says what? Suffolk Lushin, and the Riazakin is the one who says what? Exactly, correct. And Nafkaminis, we all knew what was going on. If we all knew that was going on, then what's the problem? Like you said, Adam, good. But that's if you assume the suffix is kafanas of a kaddish. But maybe you have to say it's a suffix. There's certain objective lashonas you must say. So I don't care whether everyone said it. This lashon's so bizarre, it might mean work. So that's the machloikis beferish. And I'll tell you the nafkamina would be, do we establish her on a chazak or not? Remember we had, I think, a few weeks ago on a Sunday, by a sveikah d'dina, we don't say chazaka. Only in a suffix mitzvah to do presumption. By a sveikah d'dina, Suffolk on how we paskin. Remember the two types of sveikas? There's a Suffolk and Metzias Elad, right? There's a Suffolk Sveik and Adina. Suffolk and Metzias, the Chazaka makes sense. Sveik and Adina, the Chazaka does not make sense, perhaps according to many Rishonim, Halacha Lamaisa. And the Ran says it's the Suffolk, Lashin, the Chazanish, and the Birkesh Shmuel, they all say it's in the Rishonim, they all say it's a Suffolk Lashin, Poshim Shat in the Gemara. Okay, good. So that's the Chiddush that I wanted to bring out here, Lamaisa, in this din. So we should know the din of the Teku with the two dots. Alpidin halacha lamais. Okay, let's go a little bit weiter. Then I wanted to get to a topic on the parsha about Gnevis Das. Okay, let's see from the two dots a little bit. Okay, and then we got to go to this topic. Gufa, it was stated earlier. Hayamidaber imishal iske gita de kiddushev and asim like gita de kiddushev lo piresh. He didn't elucidate anything. Rabbi Yosim or Dayo, Rabbi Yudom or Sarach Lafarish. Amar Rabbi Yudom or Shmuel lusha sukin but also inyan. Period. Okay? So you have to be talking about it. It has to go right into the Kedushin. You're talking about all the way up to the Shas Nesina, Rashi's Masber. If you're talking about all the way up to the Shas Nesina, it's beautiful. Kitanai. This topic is a machloik, is a tanoim. Reb Yomer, Vusha Sukun, Bosu Inyan. Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, Omer, Afal Pi, Shein Asukun, Bosu Inyan. Frektik Morvi Lav Da Sukin Bosin and Mino Yodo, my comer law. If they're not Sukin Bosin, how did she know what he's saying to her? I'm Rabbi Mi Inli Inin Bosu Inin. So what does this mean? What does Mi Inli Inin Bosu Inin mean? It means as follows. He was talking about Parnassa. He was talking about property that they could live off of. And that's where Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says that it's considered to be good halacha lamaisa. You slip her a ring. When you're talking about in that context, you're not really talking about the marriage per se. If you would stop be talking about a marriage and you wouldn't say anything, then it wouldn't be a good kedushin. I'll be din. So the bottom line is that the Gemara says Amar Ravun Amar Shmuel Halacha Kehu Amar Ravun Amar Shmuel Halacha Kerab Yosi. So what is this machlokas talking about? What is Asukin Bosu Inyan? And what does Beinlin Inyan Bosu Inyan mean? Okay. We have to get this precisely what it means. And what is Kitanai going on? So, someone tell me what Asuka Bosu Inyan is. That you're talking about the Kedushin all the way until when? Right before you give it. What is Eno? What is Afapi She'eno Me'inu Inyan Bosu Inyan talking about? When the Gemara says Me'inu Inyan Bosu Inyan, look at Rashi. Rashi says Me'inu Inyan She'pasku Meladaber BeKedushin Mamish Hayu Medaber Medvar Macherim. Dibra Maskel me inlin inyan. What does Rashi say? Me inlin inyan shepasku miladabri b'kedushin mamish. They stopped talking about kedushin. Vayu medabri midvarim acherim. They were talking about other matters. Umiu ledaber tzarkei zivu gumhoya. Kamo kama yesh lachad nidunya. How much are you going to bring into the marriage, the dowry? The kama sadosh yesh lachad isparnis mehem. How many fields do you have to subsidize the marriage? So in other words, he starts talking about other matters in the marriage. He starts talking about other matters, and then he slips her the ring. What's the din in that case? That's what's called Is that considered to be acceptable or not? So Rebbe says it's not, and Rabbi Lazar says it is good. Rabbi Lazar b'Reb Shimon. The question is that good or not? Because it wasn't directly going from marriage per se, personally to her, and then slipping into the ring. You're talking about outside things. Not things that are totally divorced from marriage, but how are you going to make a parnasa? How much are you going to bring in? And then he slips into the ring. So Rebbe says, come on, that's not good. Rabbi Lazar b'Reb Shimon says it's good. And the Gemara said, kitanai. Now what does kitanai mean? It's a machlik, it's a tanoim. So what do you say kitanai means? Do you plug in the machlokas we had before between Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah, we wrote on the board, Dayo, or Tzarich Lafarish, and do you plug that in directly in this machlokas or not? So one approach is yes. Let's get it. The Rashba quotes that it fits in very smoothly. Okay?
So.
Rebbe holds what? That it's not acceptable. Because Rebbe holds like who? Rebbe Yehuda. No, Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda. You have to elucidate. Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda. It's the same machlokas. That's according to one pshat in who? In the Rashba. Okay? He holds beferish that it's considered to be what? They're considered to be the exact same machlokas. Okay? So we would assume, al pi din, that Rebbe holds a sukkim bosuin is kamo Rebbe Yehuda. And what's the other? How do you plug in the other part? Rebbe Lazar Reb Shimon holds what?
Rebbe Yossi.
He holds like Rebbe Yossi. Excellent. And what does Dayo mean? That if I'm talking about Parnassa, how much you can be able to deal with the marriage, and then you slip her the ring, that's also good. So that's the goof of the machloek is halacha l'maisa. Okay? That's the first shot in the Rashba. Let's plug it in. Rebbe holds like who? Rebbe. Come on, Rebbe. No, Rebbe. Come on, Rebbe Yudah. Stam Rebbe Yudah is Rebbe Yudah Bar Eloi. Rebbe HaKadosh. And who does Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon hold like? He holds exactly. Lazar Reb Shimon holds like who? Come on, Rabbi Yossi. Exactly. That's Kitanai. Okay? That's Kitanai. That's the Machlokas. Okay? That's Kitanai. That's the Machlokas. The Machlokas is, do you allow a Sukkim Bosu Indian or not? I'll be din. Okay? So according to Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be good. And therefore he holds like what? Holds like Rabbi Yossi. And how do we paskin? What does the Gemara say? We paskin like who? Paskin like Rabbi Yossi. So you see that what? You see that you don't need directly asukin bosu inyan. It could be inli inyan, baoso inyan, and that's just as good.
That would mean we're not holding like Rebbe though, no? Which is unusual.
Good point. We always paskin Rebbe mechaverov lo mechaverav. Well said. Well said. That's a difficulty in this pshat. Well said, Daniel. Excellent. That's why I think the Rashba is a different pshat. What's the second pshat? Let's get it. But he quotes Mishim the Baal Iter. Let's get it. He passes like this. Okay? Kitanai is going on who? Shmuel. What did Shmuel say? What did Shmuel say here? No, Shmuel said the Allah is like Rabbi Yossi. Amar Avunim Shmuel, the Allah is like Rabbi Yossi. So that's a machlokes in Tanai. Whether what? According to Rabbi Yossi. When Rabbi Yossi said, Dayo, what does Dayo mean? What does Dayo mean? Rabbi Yehuda definitely requires a Dibor. The question is, what does Dayo mean? What is Dayo? Yonah, what do you say Dayo means? Dayo means it's enough, right? But what does Dayo mean? Is a Sukin Bosuini good enough? Or is it Me'inin Bosuini? It's also good. Even though you're talking about other things, about the marriage, about Parnassa. You understand what I'm saying? See, it doesn't fit in as a perfect machlokes tanoim, kitanai. This is kitanai that it plugs in good. That's one possibility. What's the other possibility of kitanai? The definition of who? What is the definition of dayo? When Rabbi Yossi says dayo, what does dayo mean? Simply speaking, what does dayo mean? Does dayo mean what? Does dayo mean the Indian, boso Indian, which is much more Makel? Or does it mean dafka what? Asukim bosuin right up to the Nesina. You got me? That's the Rashba quotes Bashim the Baal Iter. And how do we paskin the Shulchan Aruch? Daniel Simon Chav Zayin Sef Aleph. One, the Mechaber writes you need Asukim bosuin and the Inin bosuin does not help. And what does the Ramah say? It helps. So it's a Machlokes, he quotes the Yesh Omer. Mechaber says, let's get it. Lo mahani. Me'inyin le'inyin. But also inyin. It does not work. You got me? The Ramah quotes Yesh Omrin that says it's good. The Ramah quotes Yesh Omrin that says it is mahani. Plain up, machlek is mechaber Ramah. So if the guy is talking about, you know, how he's going to make parnas and this and that, and he slips in the ring, is that good or not? Mechaber says not good. Ramah says it's good. Now, you pointed out, Daniel, the first shot is we're not passing like Rebbe, because why? That's bad. Rebbe bechaver v'lo mechaverav. Halacha l'maisa. Comes out here, l'maisa, even according to this definition, we're still not going to hold like hold Rebbe. Rebbe holds what? What does Rebbe say you need? You tell me, Daniel. Said Asukim Basunin. According to the second shot, we are passing like Rebbe.
At least according to the Mechaber.
Yeah, we are passing like Rebbe according to the second shot. According to the Mechaber. According to the Ramah, we're not. So according to the Ramah, it's still difficult. Okay? But that's the Chiddush L'maisa in this din. Okay? So the two ways to read this Gemara, Halacha L'maisa. Okay? All right, we'll pick it up from there tomorrow. We got a lot to see, Bezrat Hashem. Let's go to the Gnevis Das. You know, Yaakov Avinu was very troubled. We mentioned that on Thursday. In fact, the Gemara says in Makkos on the last daf of Dal Manalf, he's the Amud HaEmes. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Tzadi Beis Manalf that he pleaded with his mother. He did not want to lie. He said, I don't want to lie. I'm not going to do it. She said, you know what? Hashem said to do it. Then he relented. And then he lied. So what I want to talk about now is the din of Gnevis Das and how serious of a halacha it is. And this includes cheating and deceiving people, of course. And let's start with the Gemara in the Seches Chul and Tzadi Dal and Beis. There is an Isser to engage in Gnevis Das even from going. Usser, Gemara says it explicitly, Usser Lignov, Das, Brios, meaning even a Goy, Filu Mi'akum, it's Usser. This is the category guys call Gnevis Das. Deception and tricking, okay? One shouldn't think, God forbid, Chas v'Shalom, he's doing business with a non-Jew or he has a professor that's a non-Jew, no problem, he can deceive him and trick him. Chas v'Shalom is against Gemara. So, whenever you break down a category in Lomdus, you guys give me two possibilities why Gnevis Das would be Usser. Why would it be Usser? Under what category would you put it? Oh, the Ritva in Chulin calls it, the Tosefta says there are, if I'm not mistaken, seven types of Ganavim, and the worst Ganav writes the Ritva is Gnevis Das. So the Ritva claims it's an Isser of Gnevim. The Ritva claims it's an Isser of Gnevim, plain and simple. And it's the worst, which is very, very, very startling. But it's not so startling because, and I want to stress
it
this.
It encapsulates all the other ones.
But it also, you know, what does the Gemara say in Baba Kamai in Testament Beis? Why do we call, why is Gneva Kefal and Gzela not? Gneva is you put man over Hashem. That's why you're giving Kefal. You're more scared of man than Hashem. You do it covertly. Gzela is in the open. You don't put man over Hashem, so there's no Gdin Kefal. When you deceive someone, Hashem knows what you're doing. But you do it in a manner that no one else is going to catch you. That's why we don't call it Gzela's Das. What do we call it? Gnevis Das. So the Ritva says very clearly it's called Gnevis, no doubt. What's the other possibility if you had to categorize it, what would it be called?
Lifneiver, maybe?
I would, but more of a, Lifneiver, more general category. Not Gneva, but what?
Shekers.
Excellent. Sheker. Very good. Very good, Daniel. The Rabbeinu Yonah writes it's under the category of Sheker. And this is what we need to develop here, guys. There's a very big difference if you call it Gneva or call it Sheker. I'll tell you why. Because when you talk about Gneva, there is never a heter for Gneva. We don't believe in Robin Hood in Halacha. It's not acceptable. Robin Hood in Halacha is not acceptable. You can't steal from the rich and give to the poor. What do you mean? I'm giving stock. It's ridiculous. But Sheker, the Gemara has in Yevamos on Samachem at Beis, there are times where you can fib a little bit for Shalom, and one day it says it's even a mitzvah. So that's a very first nafka mina. Can you at all come up with possibilities where you could be mishaker sometimes. What'd you say? Yeah, well, that you could always say Yonah was a horah shah. Hashem said to do it, so it's hard to, you know. But we're gonna come up with cases where you're allowed to. Now, if it's Kneva, there's no way you're gonna allowed to do the seven. So I want to give a few nafkaminas, and then we'll get back to those cases that maybe it's mutter sometimes from a shakar. The first nafkamina I want to give, first of all, the pasuk says in Parshas Kedoshim, it says lo sigon, lo signovu, lo teshakru ish lamito. So notice it puts shakar right next to Kneva. That would seem to highlight a little bit that it's a little bit of shekher. But one nafkamina is, very interestingly, okay, is a nafkamina, let's say, about dibur. There seems to be a Rashi in Chulin that says you're only over Gnevis Das, which is a big chiddush, we don't paskin like it, only if you articulate it. If you do it through your actions, or your behavior, that's not Gnevis Das. And Tosis screams and Rashi and says, that's ridiculous. So what do you think the machlokes is? What are we saying? What's the marker by Sheker? Midvar Sheker Terfak. However, if it's an issue of Gneva, you don't need Dibur. You follow me? Now, people have taken this out of context. First of all, we don't pass like Rashi, pass like Tosis. People have taken out of this context that the Marashah says no Isra of Sheker by Ksav. He didn't mean it. They've taken it out of context and therefore, it's worth to fill out a false tax return? Chas v'shalom. But there's a whole discussion. There's a Marashah in Bava Basra that says there's no Isra of Sheker by Ksav. He only meant it up Yiderach HaDrush. Of course it's also. But I'm saying this might be one nafkamina. One nafkamina might be exactly this. Al Pidin. Is it considered to be Gnevis Das if it's not done through Dibur? Rashi says not, because he holds the din of Sheker, and Tosfos says forget about it, the din of Gnevis. So it applies even if you don't do it Dibur. That's number one, nafkamina, Dibur. Please get that. Number two, believe it or not, the Gemara and Chulin in that case gives, I'm going to write this, it's a code word, so you'll write it in your notes, Oreach B'Shabbos. Let's say, are you allowed to invite a guy over for Shabbos when you know he can't come? What's the din? So that's Gnevis Das.
Yeah.
How is that Gnevis Das? How can I invite a guy over for Shabbos if I know he can't come? You know he can't come that Shabbos, but you're trying to make him feel good.
You're
going to
make you look
sound
like a much nicer.
Yeah. Exactly. So Gemara says that's Gnevis Das, but I want you to get it down. The Shulchan Aruch says it's usher to even ask him once to do that. But the Sma and Choshen Mishpat says once or twice is mutter. You want to welcome in the community, welcome to yeshiva, but for whatever technical reason, you can't have him. So are you allowed to ask him once or twice? And you know on those Shabbosim, he can't come. So if you hold it Gneva, then you never can do it once or twice. If you hold it Sheker, then you can do it once or twice. So if you want to ask that guy over for Shabbos, but you know you can't have him over, but you want to welcome to the community, welcome to the yeshiva, can you ask him once or twice? Come on, you're go for Gneva's Das. If you hold it Gneva, the Mechaber writes, you're never allowed to. The Sma says, I hold it Sheker. If it's Sheker, you're allowed to do it once or twice. Okay? You're allowed to invite him over for Shabbos. Once or twice, even though you can't have him. Okay? That's an issue of Gneva Stas. Well, if I hold it's Gneva, then it's never Mutter. If I hold it Sheker, then it's okay once or twice. Because we have Heterim once in a while. So you want to make him feel good. But, I mean, come on. If you keep asking him every time, it's not nice. Once or twice is fine. We're talking about Gneva Stas now, the sugi of Gneva Stas. This comes up in the Gemara and Chulin, in Tzadi Dal and Maralev. The Gemara says they used to open barrels of wine for a chashuv guest. So Gemara has a case that they invited a mora over, and they had opened the bottle already, the barrel for him. So Gemara says, the amora thought it was open for him. Do you have to tell him?
So Gemara wasn't open for him?
Was not open not for open. Him. Was open already. But he thinks it was open for him. So Gemara says, do you have to tell him? Two tirutzim in the Gemara.
Yeah.
One tirutz is, I'm going to write down, shnei tirutzim b'chulim. Gemara says, yes, for a kavod, you don't have to tell him. You don't want to make him feel bad. The Gemara's other answer is, no, you got to tell him no matter what. What do those two answers revolve on? Plug it in. If you hold it's what? Sheker, then they covered, I could do it. Sometimes you fan a hater in the fib. But if it's Geneva, I'm sorry. I'll give you an example. One second, I'll get the Yonah business. Let's say you visit a guy in the hospital, then you realize another guy's in the hospital. When you visit that second guy, the first guy, when you visit the second guy, the second guy thinks you came for him. But you only came for the first guy. Are you willing to tell him? It's going to make him feel terrible. So we paskin, don't tell him. But I'm saying, if you take strictly its name, you should tell him. But if it's based on sheker, then you're not mechuyev to tell him. So I'm saying these two tidbits of the word revolve upon how you categorize Gneva Stas. Yeah, well, Yonah, first, Yonah, go ahead.
I heard something similar to this by Rabbi Leibowitz, and he said that the case of these two rabbis that came outside, and there was this big rabbi who came, and the rabbi thought these other two rabbis came to greet him. Really, they were just in the area. So
yeah, that's the same sugya chun, but that's not
so
it out.
So then he said that the outcome was that basically you don't have to tell him that if he wants to believe that, that's like on him. That he shouldn't be assuming.
We don't assume like that. We assume like that. The only reason why it's okay is because we categorize it as sheker. It's not just on him. The whole point of Gneivas Das is that you're giving an impression, Lamaisa, that he thinks that. So you are, if you say it's only on him, then that would totally evaporate the whole category of Gneivas Das. That's his own fault. We don't always assume that.
Like, he's just making that assumption. Why should he be making that assumption?
Because it's not a great...
That's only in
a situation where 90% of the chance is that's the case. I'm talking about, let's say, they had a hospital case. That second toilet.
You could say I was in the area, so I just wanted to stop by.
Right. Okay, but that might make him feel bad. Because you know you made an effort, Lamaisa. You didn't make a special effort like you did for the first guy. You got to gauge it. So it could very well be, Lamaisa, if you categorize it as sheker, you got to be very careful. People are sensitive. So we would also say that heter halacha Lamaisa. Now, if you look in the Rambam, and Rav Parnas Shlita, he should be well, always discusses this. The geography of the Rambam. Where does the Rambam talk about Gneivas Das? In two places. He talks about it first in Hilchos Deos, which just talks about Sheker. The Rambam talks about it in Hilchos Deos, and where else? In Hilchos Mechira. Both places. That might seem to reflect what? That the Rambam holds both Deos, both concepts, both tracks exist. That's why the Kesef Mishnah is very bothered by why is there a heter of kavod for the Rambam. If it's a problem with Gneivas, there should be no heter of kavod. You should tell the Chol, I'm sorry I was here. Okay. Ram has an Hilchos Mechir, which reflects Gneiva, and he also has Hilchos Deis, which reflects Sheker.
Why does he have it in Davka Gneiva Gzela? Why Mechira?
That's where he talks about where people deceive people, false advertising. That's where he discusses the din. Okay? Alright. So this leads us to the following. Halacha L'maisa. Up till now, all the Nafkaminis have been in which direction? Mirror, where do you have a kula? If you hold sheker, you'll come up with kulas. If you hold gneva, you have no kulas. You have the chumras, right? Remember, we said that you got to tell the guy. Remember, we said you can't ask the guy over for Shabbos even one time like that. It's not right,
yeah.
Right? Also, there's not going to be a heter of dibor, even if it's not dibor. False advertising is a problem, deceiving. Okay, I want to give you an afkamina in the fakir way. There's a machlokes ritvit rashba, and that's sugya. What about giving a gift? You give a guy a gift, give someone a gift, a woman a gift, she thinks it's such and such, you know, such a nice thing. I don't know, it's worth $10,000, and it's only worth a $5. Is that Gneivas Das? It wasn't in the context of mechira. You didn't get any cash out of it. You follow me? You didn't get any cash out of it, but what do you say? So here it might work the opposite. If you hold it sheker, it's still sheker. Who cares what the context is? But if you hold it's gneva, I'm giving the guy a gift anyway. You know what I mean? It's not like he lost anything. So that nafkamina might be the opposite. And therefore, if I'm trying to give the guy a gift, I'm still lying, right? It's a false presentation. But it's not gneva in a sense, because in the context of gifts, he didn't have a gift beforehand. Now he's got something, right? Beforehand he had nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's not mechira. It's a matana.
What was the case?
I gave a gift. And the person thought it was worth $10,000. It was only worth $3. So if I hold a sheker, it's still sheker. If I hold it's gneva, That's hard to say it's Geneva, because at the end of the day, he didn't have anything before it. I'm not saying it's right, but you hear what I'm saying? There's an nafka mina for keren. Whenever you're doing long distance in a topic, it's always beautiful if you come up with an nafka mina in a flipped way. It shows that it's solid. It still could be solid the other way, but it's even more solid. Yes, Yon?
Why does Geneva stop overriding it?
Because we don't believe in Robin Hood.
It's not, you're not, who's it's, like, if you invite, like, in the case of Shabbos, it's not hurting anyone that you're inviting him when you can't come.
But objectively, it's an objective, you're stealing his knowledge. This guy's such a nice guy, he really thought I was going to have me over for Shabbos. Come on. It's not true, he knew I couldn't come.
Like, it's not hurting anyone, in the end of the day.
It's stealing his thought process. That is stealing. That's intellectual property.
But why should that override making him feel good? Wouldn't it be better to make him feel good? So
no, because that's what I'm saying. Robin Hood. What do you mean? I steal from the wealthy.
That's one stealing. One
no, product. That's why I said it. It's called Geneva. It's categorized as Mamish Geneva. I don't believe in Robin Hood. There's no exceptions for it. What do you mean? The guy's a billionaire, so I'll steal $1,000 from him. It makes no difference.
I don't get it. One's physical. One's like actually.
That's what I'm saying. You know, like intellectual property. It's the same thing. You're stealing his emotions. Geneva can be cash. Can be emotions, can be intellectual property, can be a lot of different things.
Would you say someone would even possibly want that? Maybe you'd want someone, like, deceive in a kind of to make you feel better.
Okay, but I'd
say the guy maybe even wants that, so.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. Usually people want to, you know, you want to be a sincere person. You want to be open. You want to be
from the receiving
communication.
End. If someone invited you to their house who would have never invited you, and you, okay, you'll just think.
I know, but still. It lacks the honesty. You know, it's not sincere. You don't want to be a person like that. That's the chiddush. Your points are well taken. That's the chiddush of Gnevus Das, that we view it as real stealing. You know, we don't want to be like that. It's a good point. Yeah, go ahead and say it.
What if the item is $10, let's say, rather than $10?
Yeah, still.
$3.
Yeah, still I think it's not right. Still it's not right.
Let's say you can evaluate what you think.
Yes, okay, then you don't have to go crazy about it. But you use your seichel. Okay, so let's get to some practical shilas now. Let's get to some practical shilas. If you hold, and I didn't write the nafkaminin, right? If you hold, I'm just going to write heterim. If you hold sheker, there's heterim. If you hold geneva, there's usually no heterim. Three cases right off the bat. Gemara b'mitzichav beis and beis. Let's say someone asks you if you learned all shas, and you did. You can lie and say, I didn't. That seems to go well with Sheker. Let's say someone asks you, you know, sneeze. You can lie and say, you can lie about that.
What does that mean? By
sneeze? Let's say someone asks you if you just were with your wife. And you were with your wife. You can lie and say, I wasn't.
Like for Sean Bias reasons? Or like,
you know, no, just stop and you need sneeze. Guy shouldn't ask you the question, but he asked you. That, the Gemara calls that puraya. Now the puraya means puria bed. That's what Rashi writes. Tashmita. You know what the Marsha writes in Bava Metzia? It means adal yada. You can lie and say you're drunk enough that you don't know the difference between Baruch Mordechai and Aruch Haman. I rely on that Marsha a lot on Purim
because
I don't get drunk. So I hold like the Marsha. I always tell people. It's more to the fib a little bit, more than a little bit, right? I'm very against getting drunk on the pool. Go to sleep like the Ramal, right? Then you don't know the difference. Okay? We'll get to that when we get more towards Purim. What's the third case?
Shalom Bayis?
No, the third case is you're walking home from lunch. Yeah, Shalom Bayis, we said Mutter or even a Mitzvah. That's Gemara Nevomis. That's another example. Another example. But the Gemara Bo Metzia, you're walking home from lunch on Shabbos. It was a delicious meal. Some guy asks you, he knew you were there. How was the meal? It was delicious. You can lie and say it was good. Because if you say it's delicious, everyone's going to run to that guy's house and eat up his chulin. So you're helping him out. So you can fib a little bit. Those are three examples.
But then people can think bad. Like, oh, I don't want to go to his house.
No, you say good. Instead of saying great, it's good. You know?
I'm saying you say it's good. So that's
no, but you don't, you, say, you don't say good in a bad way. You say good more closer to great than barf. You know what I mean?
It's mutters. You don't have to, right? Because some people, they like having guests. So
right, but, you know, the Gemara gives that extreme example. They'd be eating out of house and home. Now, let me give you more examples. Let's say someone tells you something in confidence, and another guy asks you such and such. You can lie and say you don't know. Beferish. Okay? You can lie and say you don't know.
Is Robert talking about why
you what?
Let's say someone tells you a confidence, a secret. You're not allowed to reveal a secret. It's an iser v'chilus, the Chafetz Chaim says. Let's say he asks you a question, and you're allowed to say, I don't know, even though you know. Okay, you're allowed to fib a little bit, I'll be din. Okay?
Remember talk about white lies?
That's a question of how to define that, Zvi. So that's what we'll get to. We'll get to that, how you want to define that. Okay? So let's get to this now, the Farish. Let's say someone wants to send a package in the mail. Can you write glass on it, even though it's not glass? So they say from Abel Yoshev, it's mutter. What'd you say? So they'll handle it properly, correct. Let's say a wealthy man's asked about his wealth, and he's afraid that someone will, ayin hara, will be jealous of and pray to Hashem that he should lose his money, God forbid. You can lie a little bit and say you don't have that much money. It's interesting also, this is a tremendous chiddush, the Chasam Sofer. Let's say you're raising money for a poor Talmud Chacham, and you say you're collecting for Chachnasas Kala. Are you allowed to do that? Yes. Because the Talmud Chacham is like married to the Torah. So therefore, even though you collect the funds, you give it to Talmud Chacham. Now, I'm not advocating that, but he says, let's say a guy by mistake did it, you could give the funds. And let's say you're collecting funds of Chachnasas Kala, and you give all the funds to Chassan. That's also okay. Chachnasas Kala is considered to be like both for a Chassan and a Kala. But let's say in certain shuls, I don't know if you have this, if you've ever seen this, you know, they do appeals for the Aliyah. Let's say a guy announces an amount greater than he's planning to give. He says 10,000, he's only planning to give 5. But why does he say 10,000? To spur the other guys on to do that. You're not allowed, that you're not allowed to do. If you say 10,000, you got to give the 10,000. You can't say you're giving 5,000. You say 10,000 because you want Adam, the guys, to give a lot of money. You never had in mind to give 10,000. You have in mind to give only 5,000. Yeah, that to get guys a bit higher, that's fine, because you didn't win in the end. But let's say you know you're going to win in the end. You said 10,000. You had no in mind. You want other guys to give a lot of money for the other aliyahs that they're buying. So you say a lot for this first aliyah. So get guys to spend a lot for the other ones. But you have in mind that's not proper.
It's allowed to just write up the price.
I think so. Because at the end of the day, you're going to have to give it. If you're caught being the winner, you got to give it.
No, but let's say you know that there's a billionaire in the shul and that he always wins this every.
But
year.
The bottom line is, let's say if he tries to bluff you. If he bluffs it, are you going to pay it? Yes. So it's not a problem. You have to pay it. I'll be din. Yes.
I saw something. There's like this poor man in a shul, and it was a yahrzeit, so he wanted to get a haftorah.
Yeah.
And some like kids found out about it, like younger guys, and they wanted him to pay more, so the shul would get more money. So they kept raising it up, and this guy had a book like needed to buy it.
And he was a poor man.
He was a poor man, so he got really high. And then afterwards, he like went. He's like, I really can't afford this, and like he found out what these kids did, and they posed him that he has to pay the full amount. Because if the other people would have won, they would have had to pay for it.
Very good. Excellent. Very good. I'm talking about the scenario where you're talking, you get other guys for the other aliyahs.
Just but,
right, people. Right.
Kids did that?
Okay. Now listen to this. What happens if someone receives a guest and you don't want to receive the guest? Guy comes over to your house. Can you say you're not home? Zakhanevis Das. I'll be din. Yeah, if you refuse to receive the visitor, he's going to be hurt. If the guy knows you're home and you don't want to come to the door to speak to him, he's going to be hurt. So can you lie to say that you're not home? Yes, I'll be din. If Shlomo Zalman writes Beferish. However, listen to this. However, you should not instruct your kids to say that what? That you're not home. Allah Halamais. Because that's teaching kids to lie. Okay? So you can leave instructions saying that he's not home, Allah Almighty, but you should not instruct kids to do it. You know, have
kids then go answer the door, not knowing.
Yeah, so with kids, it's difficult. You don't want to be mechanic of kids like that.
Saying because the whole purpose of saying that you're not here.
Yeah, it's not a good thing. There's something called in the Gemara, Adam, Asi Lemisrach. What's Asi Lemisrach mean? You're going to come up, grow up like a Shagetz. So you don't want to teach your kids, Lemaisa, to, you know. If your wife, you want to say that, to have the wife, your wife say that, or the husband, that's fine. But the kids, you shouldn't do that. Now, it's usher to lie for any sake of financial gain, even when no stealing's involved. So let's say, it might cost a deal. Your lie, Maybe not directly, but eventually. That's also asr to do. Halacha
l'maisa. Financial statements.
Exactly. Okay.
Go to
jail. Halacha l'maisa. Okay. Now, it's interesting to note, and I want you to get this, very, very interesting, that the Rabbeinu Yonah writes that there are nine categories of sheker, which I want you to get. There are nine categories of sheker, and he says that we have to make sure that we're careful not to whatever engage in sheker and try to be honest as possible and minimize, you know, the shalom heter, halach l'maisa, because sometimes that gets out of hand. You know, there's a heter in Lashon Hara. You ever familiar with this heter of Lashon Hara? Let's say something's really bothering you. Something upset you, someone said to you. And you need to schmooze it out with someone. I don't know, you want to schmooze it out with your mom or your dad or your Rebbe. Are you allowed to do that?
Confidence?
Of course, in confidence.
So why not?
So the Gemara, well, it's Lashon Hara though at first glance. So the Gemara says in Yuma, on Daf Ayin Hem and Aleph, it says, Yasichenu l'acherim. If you need to really speak it out with someone, then you're allowed to, only with one person, and only in confidence, and only if you think it's going to be therapeutic and it's going to help you. Then there's no have to. Let's say someone, you know, is going out with someone, you need to schmooze it out. You know, you don't do a yasichenu l'acherim with six guys or seven. You know, you need to speak about it with 50 guys. It's a very limited heter of this concept, yasichenu l'acherim. It's a Gemara in Yuma, Daf Ayin Hem and Aleph. There's one sheet that says, get it out of your mind, deal with it. He doesn't allow it at all. The other sheet that says, yasichenu l'acherim. You can speak about it. Halacha l'maisa.
Definitely,
if you don't identify the person. But a lot of
let's say like they know the name, like they know the name. And you know your friend went out with someone, and then they want to talk about it. And but you don't know.
You got to be very careful about it, Yonah, because you could really hurt someone. You know, you really could hurt someone. So, Lomaisa, if you want to do this, have to only be with one person. And a lot of times, in order for it to be therapeutic, you can't do it unless you mention the person's name. You know what I mean?
So you said the name, but the people don't know who she is.
Okay, then you can mention that the person doesn't know, but they have to tell the person to, you know, to keep it quiet. So, but what I'm saying is that the only way that it'll be therapeutic to you is if you say the name. Is that okay? So that's a limited heter. One day the Gemara says it's not okay. Another day says it's okay. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says you have to be very careful with the shidduchim people. You have to be very, very careful with that. You can really destroy people. People think that everything goes with shidduchim. It's absolutely not right, the Chofetz Chaim says. On the contrary, it says you have to be just as what? Makbid on even more makbid, Allahu Maisa. Okay, so let's get the nine categories of lying according to Rabbeinu Yonah. Number one, people who cheat in business and they cause other people financial loss. That is the highest, he says, category of severity of lying. That's the worst. People cheat in business and cause other people financial loss. Let's say you know a Yid is doing that. So should you give him over to government? No, that's called Moser. But you should tell him or tell his Rebbe or tell his Rav that this guy is a cheat. First tell him himself, or tell the Rav to tell him that he's a cheat.
How's that going to help him?
You can't tell the government, it's a Moser. You can't be Moser and another Jew to the government. That's why we say the Bracha of Olam
HaShini. You can't change what he did.
You can get him to stop. What's the Bracha of Olam HaShini? That we pray that Hashem should destroy Jews that are informing on other Jews. It's a very serious issue. To be most in the government. Moshe is all true. How can you be an IRS agent? If you're a firm guy, an IRS agent, you catch these guys, you give them over to government. So Moshe claims, he claims, halacha l'maisa, that that'll be a chil Hashem if a Jew's doing that, so it's okay. And he says it's better maybe not to do it in the New York area because there are less Yidim outside New York. He says to be an IRS agent in New York, it could be you might catch a guy who's a Yid. So to avoid the whole problem.
That could be anywhere.
Yeah, but that's the issue of Moser. Moser is a very serious issue. Now, I'm only talking about white collar crimes like taxes. If a guy's a murderer, he's a fellow Jew, and he's a sakana safashis to the whole community, then you can give him over. You know, he's hurting someone physically. But I'm talking about white collar crimes, then that's a problem with Moser. Okay, so that's number one. Number two. You know who wrote the Brach of Olam HaShinim? Who was the Tana of Olam HaShinim? Shmuel HaKatan. Right, very good. You know Rav Alpert Zatzal said on that? Beautiful pshat. What was his motto, Shmuel HaKatan? Ben Fol Yivcha Al Tismach. He never rejoiced in anyone's downfall. No enemy. So he's the only one that could offer the bracha. Because any other Rav, they had alternative motive, maybe that they had that guy in mind. You follow me? So he was the only one to write it. You know, it's like every time in Shas, Rabbi Chanan, Ishkan, Kohanim is mentioned, it identifies as being the assistant Kohen Gadol. Why? Because what does he say in Avos? You have to have reverence for the government. Who's the one who had time on the government? They overlooked him for 80 years. He was a tzaddik. They gave the Kohen Gadol to a corrupt person. He should have been the Kohen Gadol. If anyone had a time on government, it would have been him. And he still says you have to have reverence. It's a beautiful pshat. That's Rav Alpert Tzatzal said. Okay, that's number one. Number two. People who exploit others after gaining their trust through deception. There are people that do that all the time. You have to be a chof. Oh, Dr. Dreisinger, it's great. We've introduced him also in the shir before. He's a tremendous psychologist, helps many, many people, and he comes to yeshiva every day and learns. He asked me to give a shir tonight in the shul, but I couldn't make it. But another time, Zuv Hashem. Sorry. Okay, number two. People exploit others by gaining their trust through deception. We know people do that. What does the Rabbi Yonah said about being a chaver? He says, Asei lecha rav. You got to have a Rebbe, but even more important, Rebbe, what do you have to have? A friend. Knei lecha chaver. You have to buy a friend. Now, our colloquial buy a friend is not good, but Rabbi Yonah says a chaver is for three things: to give you mussar, to give you etzes, and to learn with. That's the definition of a chaver. So, Lamaisa, you run from guys like this. They exploit others through gaining trust through deception. Run from guys like that in life. Number three, we're listing off the severities of lying, Rabbi Yonah. We're talking about the Gnevas Das. Number three, people whose lies cause others to lose out on some gain or benefit that was coming to them. They lied. Guy was supposed to get a certain benefit, and he lied. I don't know, like you were bringing up about Shiduchim Yonah. I don't know, that guy, this guy was supposed to go out with this girl, and then the guy says the guy's a terrible guy. That would have been a great benefit. Maybe he would end up marrying her. And the guy says he's a bad guy. It's a lie. It wasn't true. Number four, there are people that are professional liars. They fabricate stories merely for the sake of lying. That's what they do. They love lying.
Pathological.
Well said. Thank you, Daniel. They fabricate stories merely for the sake of lying. Number five, and this happens a lot with people. People hold out on the promise of giving another person material goods while never intending to follow up on their promise. I'll tell you, this happens to me sometimes with other Rabbanim. You know, I another Rav says to me, he'll call me. I'm looking him right in the face. I'm saying, I know you're not going to call me. So don't tell me you're going to call me. I'm telling you, there's few Rabbanim I've known that they tell me they're going to call. They know. I've never said, I always want to. I'm saying, I'm looking right you in the face. I know you're not going to call me. So why are you telling me? You're going to call me. If you don't feel comfortable talking about the topic, then say you don't want to talk to. You don't want to talk about the topic. But people hold out promise of getting another person material goods. Forget about it. They never intend on following their promise. That's five. Six, people who intend to keep a promise do not honor their commitment. What do you say it for? A Jew is supposed to be a man of his word. Sherei Yisrael lo yasu avla. Pasuk in Sfanya. Should it be good to your word? Don't just stop and say things.
Without intending to honor it, or they intend to honor it, but they don't end up.
Yeah, and they intend to keep a promise, they don't honor it. So even at the end of the day when they said it. This particular person, I know he's not going to call me, but let's say he intends on calling, you don't call. It's a terrible thing. I feel terrible. If I say I'm going to call, I don't call someone back, it's not nice. Okay, even if you don't want to speak to the person, it's simply not nice. Seven, people who claim they did a favor, a good deed for another when in fact they haven't. You know how people like to take credit? When they didn't do it, other guy did it. That's a mama shecker. Take credit, you didn't do it. The other guy did it. That's number seven. Number eight, people praise themselves for virtues they do not possess. For example, you can't claim I'm a good bowler. I got lucky. We went bowling last night. Dr. Jaz, we had a Malkin. I got 149 the first game. I am not a great bowler at all. I got lucky. Total luck. So for me to claim that I'm a great bowler is a sheker. It's the eighth madrig of sheker. So a person has to be what? A person has to be careful about that. If he's a great balkoire, people, I think, praise themselves virtues they don't possess. And number nine, this is very interesting, which is a heter I want you to give. Why don't you give a heter? The chidah talks about it. People change minor details when telling an episode. Now, the Chidah writes, if you're giving a drasha or giving musar, you can change details. if it's going to help for Mussar. Now, the whole story shouldn't be fake. That's what they say from Chovos HaLevavos. You're not supposed to bring people close to Hashem through Sheker. I don't know if you guys remember. You guys are probably too young. About 20 years ago, there was a story about a dibbuk in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
A dibbuk. You know what a dibbuk is?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the whole thing was a fake, but they claimed it brought people closer to Hashem. And not a lot of, you know, the dibbuk is this woman was pregnant and there was like a demon in the utero, or whatever. It was all a fake. I couldn't hear you. What?
I don't think it's based on this story.
Whatever. The whole thing turned out to be a farce. Are you allowed to be Makar of people? Are you allowed to be Makar of a Kodesh Baruch Hu Adam through Sheker? Adam, you're not allowed to be Makar of people through Sheker. Chovos HaLevavos says. But if the story is true and you embellish a detail there, then you can in order to Makar of people to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's lock, stock, and barrel, guys. Rabbeinu Yonah, 9 levels of Sheker that we have to run from in our lives. And we have a Terim generally, and that's why I say, guys, I'm telling you, I cannot stress it more. You cannot be involved in cheating here. You can't. You get up in the morning, look yourself in the mirror, you get a C, so what? You can look at yourself in the mirror. The guy who cheats cannot look himself in the mirror. He can't, even though he thinks he is. So what? You'll be successful in life, Hashem will help you. Who cares if you got a C? Doesn't make a difference. You run like a bat. Fly away like a bat. That's the issue of Gneva Stas. Is it Gneva or is it Sheker? If they're Heterim, they're Sheker. If it's Gneva, they're no Heterim. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Let's stop at Mincha now, guys. Yeah? Okay. Everyone can stay for Mincha? Let's stop at Mincha.
I can't answer, but I can't.